Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just try to bring exposure to all conscious level, from politics to relationships to raising your children to holding people accountable, believe it or not.
You've been doing this a long time.
Long time.
This is your first rodeo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, yeah. I'm truly excited to be... just blessed, doing what I love, staying consistent, and just giving positive energy to the universe.
You know, resonating with an audience. Yes. Obviously, that's what you want to do. Yeah. I would imagine when you start talking about things at home, the kids, family, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Everybody sees themselves a little bit in all of that.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the great things about going to college and having my master's in speech communications, when I walk into a room, I know how to size up my material immediately because you're taught not to give the same speech
right
everywhere you go. It's the same way I do with my comedy. You can't do the same type of comedy everywhere you go. You got to learn how to switch it up and change it up based on the masses.
And you say Pittsburgh is a really ripe comedy audience. And you were here just recently, but then you hadn't been here in a long time.
In a long time. And see, the thing about Pittsburgh is that everything is real here. You know, you can prove it by the steel mills that was renovated over the last couple of years. Blue collar town. Everybody's hard working. Bring us the real. Don't bring us none of that soft stuff because we can take it. You know, and that's what I love about Pittsburgh.
You know. Politics has always been a topic for comedians.
Yes, yes.
But it almost feels like we're getting into an area of politics now that's not very funny.
No, I try to, the thing I say when I do politics to make it hilarious, I'll say that Donald Trump is running the White House like a temp agency. Because there's no job security working with him at all.
There's probably been more turnover. I don't know what the numbers are, but turnover.
Yes.
So I see
yes,
what you're saying.
Yeah, no job security, you know, no job security. So I talk about everything. I talk about I got a positive twist to the LGBTQ. I talk about how powerful they are, and it's amazing what they've done over the last 20, 30 years. And bottom line, I want to know who's their representative, who's their agent. Who's the person that's going out to get everybody to cross over? Because they're promising them everything. You know, I said, this is the reason why Antonio Brown left Pittsburgh, because the LGBTQ was after him. He's a prime candidate. You know, he changed his hair color all the time. He changed his mustache. They have been looking for him. So he wanted out because he didn't want to sign. So they sent him to Oakland. They was in the room discussing when he was confused, you know. So he wanted, it was all about the helmet. It was about, and they dragged him out of the middle of the night one night, and that's how his feet got messed up because he was running from the LGBTQ. So then when they sent him to Pittsburgh, the Patriots, the LGBTQ found that late. They didn't have a round trip ticket to catch him. So when he was at the Patriots, they gave Mr. Kraft a call. They said, Mr. Kraft, if you don't cut Antonio Brown, don't you have a pending case happening down in Florida? You got to let him go. Mr. Kraft said, I can't have that.
Well, that will resonate in Pittsburgh because there aren't a whole lot of people thinking very highly of Mr. Brown anymore.
Yes, 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 I know.
What about kids now? Because everybody can relate, or most everybody can relate.
Raising kids?
In this day and age, it's a lot different with technology available.
Yes. The thing you have to remind about children today is 2-3 years old, don't know how to read or write, but they still know how to go on your iPhone and find what they want.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a good point.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing.
They can't read, right? But you give them the phone, they go exactly to what they want to see immediately. I find that fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yes, I find it fascinating.
What about when you're doing your show?
What about
people? And I thought about this for comedians.
Yes.
You know, back in the day, people didn't have the ability to do things that they do on the phone now.
Right, you mean as far as recording you?
Yeah, no, just being distracted by being on the phone while you perform.
Believe it or not, in my show, I have a way of, you got to raise your hand and use the bathroom. And I'll tell them also, excuse me, can you put the phone down for a minute, please, and pay attention?
You call them out.
I call them out.
How do they respond?
And they put it down, because my show is about accountability. It's about, I bring what being a man is all about, strong leadership, things of that nature that allow women to see how a man is supposed to run a household, because when you're in the show, that's my household. And how to teach other men, to be an example to other men about how to be a leader without raising your voice, without threatening someone, that you can talk softly, like in the movie Goodfellas. Remember when Joe Pesci was talking to my man real soft? He said, do I amuse you? What is it about me that I amuse you? Am I a clown?
T.K. Kirkland at the Improv on the Waterfront at Homestead. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow night, and Sunday night at 7.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Let's give them the phone number. Let's give them the phone number. They go call and make reservations.
They don't need that anymore. They just go Improv. They Google it. They search it. It comes right up.
They get their 5-year-old to go on the iPhone and punch it in for
Get your kids to get on the phone.
Right.
T.K. Kirkland. T.K. Kirkland.
And everybody, follow me on Instagram at T.K. Kirkland. I'm gonna give away 15 tickets today.
We'll have a great
all tour. To the all females. I don't give men nothing.
I understand.
Men and females. Instagram. TK. You can bring your man, but a man can't ask me for no free tickets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.